Atlanta Life Radio Station, WALR, bringing you the best in talk radio.
Failure is not final. Your life is not through. God can use you too.
Hello, everyone. Thank you for tuning in for There Is Life After Layoff radio show. Have you ever wondered if it is possible to do what you love and love what you do? Are you unfulfilled in your current role or business? And finally, are you thinking about changing careers? If you answered yes, I encourage you to stay tuned and let my guest show you how to stop working paycheck to paycheck and start living paycheck to purpose. I'm Allie, the host of There Is Life After Layoff, and it is always a pleasure to be your guide as I continue to follow this path in my journey of rediscovery and empowerment after being laid off. Now, remember that I'm not here to point fingers at or to place the blame on my former employers or colleagues, but what I am here to do is to face my own truth as I continue to grow professionally and spiritually while walking in my life's purpose. And along with the support of my contributing co-hosts and special guests who help to guide the conversation, our goal is to then encourage and empower you to explore new and inspiring opportunities to either discover or rediscover and walk in your life's purpose. The goal is that together we will support one another through this journey. That is why I invite you to join in on the conversation with us every Tuesday evening from 7 to 8 p.m. through the Atlanta Life Radio website at www.atlantaliferadio.com. And with that, I say thank you once again for listening and for joining us as we share with you our insights into issues related to not only the experience of being laid off, but also related to other life-altering events. Now, of course, you know, this show works because of you, our faithful listeners. You help to drive the show, and so that is why we always want to hear from you. So with that said, if you want to be a part of tonight's conversation by making a positive comment or if you want to ask our guest a question, I invite you to call in and join the conversation. You can reach us at 347-324-5246. And please remember that you only have to press the number 1 to be added into the on-air host queue if you want to make a comment or ask a question. And we will begin taking your calls right after our break at around 7:30. And so we do look forward to hearing from you. So now we're ready to get started. And you know what? I happened to also meet my guest tonight at a recent networking mixer that was hosted by a local visionary by the name of Miss Cheryl Green. Shout out to Cheryl. Hope she's tuning in. But you know what? You may recall me mentioning her on a previous show and how I talked about the fact that Cheryl really has a heart for helping new and aspiring entrepreneurs to connect with other entrepreneurs and resources to help them build their businesses. So, matter of fact, my guest tonight was actually the inspiration behind why Cheryl decided to follow her purpose for helping other small business owners. And she is an inspiration behind many of the great connections that I've had the opportunity to make. I'm excited for you to meet my guest tonight and get to know her, so it is certainly without further ado that I welcome to There Is Life After Layoff the success navigator herself, Ms. LaShawna Williams, certified career and life coach and CEO of Women's Journey to Success. Welcome, LaShawna. Thank you for joining me this evening.
Thank you for having me. What a great welcome. I'm like, yeah, who is that lady you talking about there?
Right. I know, right?
but thank you for that warm introduction, and I'm so happy to be a part of the show, and just want to thank the listeners for tuning in and listening in. But I'll just take a brief moment to talk about who I am, what I
do. Yes, let us get to know who you are. Yes.
Yes, just a little bit. Well, as you mentioned, I am a career coach, or a success coach, I call myself.
Okay.
And also an author and a speaker. But another thing that I am also a finance executive. So I am what I call myself a parallelpreneur. So
okay.
I work a full-time job, and I also have a business, which is Women's Journey to Success. And the business that I have, I work with women. I mm-hmm. offer programs and coaching services to help people or help women to go from frustration to fulfillment. I am so committed to helping women to find or discover that custom fit profession that is aligned to their passion and purpose.
Mm-hmm.
It breaks my heart to know when people go into work, they're like, oh, I can't wait for Friday.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, it's only Monday at 7 a.m., so you're
looking
for a Friday, and it's only Monday. And I hear so many people are like, I don't like my job, you know, I hate my job. And I'm like, but why? You have the choice. You have an option. There mm-hmm. is a role. There is a career. There's a business that is designed just for you. And
right.
you do not have to wish your life away or, you know, just wait for retirement.
Right.
You can live your best life now, and you can do what you love right now.
Right.
I am so committed to helping women to discover that custom fit profession.
Mm.
That is, I live, breathe, and eat that. That is what I do.
That's awesome. That is so awesome. You know, and you're right, we all have a choice, but, you know, it starts with that person, that individual. You know, you have to take a leap of faith,
uh-huh.
and oftentimes that's where we get stuck, you know. And, you know, of course, you know, my journey with There Is Life After Layoff, I call it my journey of truth and transparency and growth. That all began for me after I was actually forced to take a step, you know, after getting laid off of my corporate job. And, you know, but it was in that moment that I chose not to get stuck, but instead to move forward, okay? So I always want to connect this to my guests just to find out where their experience has been with being laid off. Have you or anyone you know ever been affected by the negative impact of a layoff, whether it be forced or self-imposed? And if so, can you explain that?
Yes. Well, recently, and that was like maybe 2 years ago, my company went through a massive layoff, the company that I work for, massive layoffs, huge layoffs. And it was in the news and it was in the press. And because of the environment that we worked in, so many of the people that were there for 25, 30 years.
Really?
And that's all they knew. That
mm-hmm.
is all they knew. Some
mm-hmm.
of these people, they may not have been there so long, but this was their first job out of college.
Mm.
So they didn't do the whole resume thing and doing the interview thing. So when layoffs happened, they were devastated. I mean, literally, we had to have, like, crisis centers and, you know, EMT come in because people were devastated. This was their life, their livelihood.
Right.
They kind of based their lives and their retirement and all of their decisions around this paycheck and around that job.
Yes.
And when it was gone, they felt like they didn't even know who they were, what they wanted to do, and they didn't even know what their next step was. So you had people crying in the hallways, and it was heartbreaking for me because I was watching grown people cry and think their lives were no more because they lost their jobs.
Yeah.
And it was at that point where I really kicked things in gear because I was like, I do not want anybody to feel like they are their job. You
exactly.
are not defined by your job or your position. That is what you do, but you are not
That's
defined by that. Yes, and I've seen that the people that were skipping out, like, literally skipping out, it's because they already knew what their purpose was. They already knew that thing that they wanted to do. So this was like, oh, okay, I got this. And they were the ones skipping out. It was the people who never took the time to really uncover their purpose and to unleash their passion. And they never took that time to do that. So when the layoff happened, they were devastated. And so, like I said, from that point on, I went into full gear with my coaching practices, with my programs, making sure I have a Facebook community so that I can touch those people that need to just uncover their purpose so that they can be fulfilled.
That's so profound that you say that because I've done research over the impact, you know, as I was writing my book about the impact of layoff and who it affects, but people don't really think about it in that those terms. Not only is the person who got laid off impacted in a negative way, but the people who are left behind also, mm-hmm. you know, get impacted. And you, as yourself, you were standing there watching people who you had, you know, developed these strong bonds with and you know, colleague and friends and what have you, and they were being, you know, let go. And people don't really think about it, but a layoff is a life-altering event.
It is, and we were considered the leftovers.
Really?
So,
wow.
Yeah. So we had that term, the leftovers, because we were left over. And mm-hmm. the on the flip side of things, now those people that lost their jobs, they had to figure out what to do next. But mm-hmm. we that were the leftovers, quote unquote, mm-hmm. now we had to pick up the slack. So
yeah,
they did not
yeah.
replace those positions. They did not decrease the work. We had to do more work with less people.
With less resources.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And the environment changed. The culture changed. And so
yeah.
we were faced with a decision ourselves. Do you want to stay or, you know, do you want
right.
to go and explore? But a lot of people, again, didn't know what their next move was. So they chose to stay in a situation that may not have been ideal for them.
Right.
And that was another thing that kind of broke my heart. And so I did start a mentoring program in corporate America to help people to figure out what it is that they enjoy, who they are, because it starts with a self-assessment, who they
right.
are, what they want to do, so that they know they could be the best professional, not
mm-hmm.
just the best employee.
Right. There you go. There you go. That's good. That's really good. Because oftentimes, you know, people – they allow themselves to become defined by their job, you know, and I think it starts out early on, you know, when we're growing up, your parents asking you, what do you want to be when you grow up? Well, you get that gets kind of ingrained in your mindset, and so you just naturally think that's who you are, your job, you know, your career, whatever, but it's only what you do. So, you know, that's kind of, you know, the culture, I guess, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, oftentimes we allow negative life circumstances to define or shape who we are is what, you know, you've basically been talking about. So was there ever a time in your life, you know, when you could have allowed a negative life circumstance to define who you are, who you became?
Not necessarily maybe a circumstance, but I battled with low self-esteem all my life.
Oh, really?
And,
wow.
Yes, to the point it was crippling. I was in a very, very dark place.
Mm.
I even contemplated just ending it altogether.
Mm. Oh, wow.
And, yeah, and it stemmed from the words from others. So when I was a little girl, somebody said, you will never amount to anything. You will never be a success. You will only be a statistic on welfare.
Wow.
And as a little girl, I held this in, and this is what I thought, and this in my mind, this is what I became. This was my belief.
Awful.
Yeah.
Wow.
And then it perpetuated in areas of my life, just my social life and everything else, and then with not having a father in my life and not having any positive male role models, I
mm-hmm.
also was that person that was looking for love in all the wrong places.
All the wrong places. Yes,
all
ma'am.
Of
yes,
every
ma'am.
Last one of them.
Been there, done that. I know what you're talking about.
Oh, my gosh. So I seeked and I yearned for that affection, that attention, and that validation from a man.
And
it became, like I said, crippling to where I wasn't happy. The success
mm-hmm.
that I was having or the accomplishments that I was having, I didn't even acknowledge them because I felt like I wasn't a success.
Wow.
So, yes, I graduated from college. Good, that's, you know, whatever, but I'm still not successful. Graduated from graduate school, still not successful. So I didn't realize or even acknowledge or celebrate my success until well into my late 30s.
Really? Wow. That's just how powerful words are. That just goes to show you how powerful words are and how defeating they can be in a person's life. And you know, you have to speak life and not death into a person, because it really can take control. People don't understand that. I repeat that time and time again on this show. It is so important to watch what you say.
Oh, yeah, it is. And I say that to anybody right now. The words that you say can impact a person's life forever, for a long period of time. You can say one word and it can impact a person's life. And because of that, and then getting into relationships where I allowed men to treat me like I was on sale.
Oh.
Not the right, like I was a sale item. And that impacted me too, because I felt like I wasn't enough. I wasn't good enough. I wasn't worthy enough. I wasn't, and that did something to my self-image and my self-confidence. And then also in the workplace, I always felt like I was a fraud, like somebody was going to find out that I didn't belong.
Oh, my goodness.
So I think that's called the imposter syndrome.
Oh my goodness.
I always felt that they're going to find out that I'm not that smart.
Oh, my goodness. Wow. That's deep right there. That is so deep. So what was that one defining moment when you made a decision that you are not going to allow yourself to be defined by your life circumstances or what other people said?
It was when I found that I was never happy, and when I found myself in such a dark place where I was like, maybe if I went to sleep forever, no one would know.
Oh,
and then
goodness.
So when I was contemplating the end, I knew that there was something not right. And when I kept hearing people were like, oh, you're so successful, you're so successful, and still inside, I was like, I'm miserable. I don't want to be around anybody. I just, when I felt it felt like this tunnel, and it just kept getting darker and darker and darker and darker. And when I just, when it got to the point where I can only see a little glimpse of light, I had to get help.
Right.
And
good thing you paid attention, and you were able to see that, because, you know, when you don't recognize those times when you need to reach out and get some help, that's when it becomes an issue, and then it could result in, you know, something that's devastating, you know.
Right.
I mean, that's deep. That's depression. You know, and people oftentimes don't recognize the signs, you know.
Yep.
Oh, my goodness. Wow. So how were you able to, you know, reconcile and get over the how it made, you know, what people were saying to you made you feel emotionally? How were you able to get over that and get past that?
Well, I had to go through therapy. And I know that is people like, oh, my God, therapy. What is that? That's only for crazy people. No.
Wow.
Speaking to somebody that is impartial and getting all of this stuff out, you never know how much stuff that you kind of put to the side, or your memory kind of erases it because it was so traumatic for you.
Right.
And
suppressing it.
Sometimes
it was suppressing.
Suppress it. And sometimes you need to go through some of this to unravel it and to overcome it. And so I saw a therapist for about 2 to 3 years to unravel like what it was that that caused me to have this, because I didn't know this at the time, because I just thought, I'm just ugly, I'm not enough. And I mean, I went on and on and on and on.
Really? So you didn't connect the two, that it was stemming from when people were telling you that when you were young, so you didn't connect the two at the time?
No, not until I sat on that couch.
Really?
And ironically, it was a couch. And the therapist asked me to define myself. And when I did, the words that came out of my mouth were like this negative. And
really?
She was like, where did this stem from? Oh, yeah, it was so negative. She was like, oh, my God, wait, stop. Like, stop.
She couldn't even take it, right?
And
wow.
She had to, she asked me a couple of times, where did it stem from? Where did it stem from? And, of course, I'm like, I don't know. And I'm like, there it is. It stems from here. And it just started, the floodgates just opened. And I remembered those words. words my mother said to me, you know, the words some of the guys that I dated said to me, and all of that just came just flooding in. And I was like, this is where it stemmed from. And I believed every word that these people told me.
Wow. Well, that's, oh, my goodness, that's a whole nother show right there. I'm telling you. I'm telling you the truth because I'm such a firm believer. I tell my children all the time, watch what you say, even about yourself.
Mm-hmm.
It is so, so important that, you know, and I, if you're familiar with Pastor Joel Osteen, he had a sermon called, he titled it, the I Am. And he said, whatever follows those two small words, I am, is what you're going to become.
Ooh, yeah.
Isn't that deep? I mean, I was like, and it's so simple. So if you walk around constantly saying, I am nothing, I am this, I'm that, you know, and it's negative, that's what you're going to start believing about yourself because that's what you're going to become.
Yep, and that's exactly what happened.
Wow, that is so, wow, very, very deep and intriguing. Wow.
Yeah, and it doesn't help, I mean, and so, and I know a lot of people that may be listening, you may be going through something similar, and when you are successful in the eyes of others, or you are, you know, people think you're pretty and all of this stuff, they can't really understand the pain that you're going through, because they're like, oh, well, you got it all, you got it all, and you're like, there's something not right.
Yeah.
I don't feel right. I don't feel happy. I'm not fulfilled. So something is not right. Mm-hmm. And you and people can tell you time and time again, and this is the worst thing about words, is that I allow the negative to be my belief.
Mm.
And when people spoke positive in me, the negative was so ingrained in me and instilled that I couldn't even see what they were talking
receive
about.
Receive it. You couldn't receive it.
Uh-uh.
Wow, that's interesting. That is so interesting. So, you know, why, just speaking from personal experience, why is it so important for a person to recognize their true worth and make the choice to practice self-love?
I think self-love is the beginning of any journey that you take.
Mm.
Even knowing, even uncovering your purpose, now that you know what this thing, why you were put on this earth to do and to accomplish, even knowing that, if you don't have the self-love to manifest it, to put it into practice, you will not, it will not come to fruition.
That's interesting. That's a very interesting statement.
Yeah. Mm. If you want success, you know, it comes with trials and tribulations, and you have to have that confidence in yourself to do those hurdles, right? But in order to do that, you have to have that self-love so that when those trials and tribulations come, you can go, well, I'm let me dust myself off and pick myself back up.
Mm-hmm.
And in relationships, because even in relationships, men, women, whatever, even in your friendships, your significant other, the people that you love can bring you down.
Yes, yes, yes.
They can bring you down quicker if you allow them to. Mm-hmm. So when you don't have self-love, you will allow anything, right?
Exactly, exactly. That's very true. And, you know, that I know we've heard this statement many, many times, and I'm sure you have. People only do what you allow them to do.
That is true.
And so you really have to learn. One of the things that life lessons that I've had to learn is how to set boundaries. And it's funny that I say that because my sister-in-law is a licensed professional counselor, and she was the one who taught me that. So I did, you know, somewhat of free counseling, if you will. And, you know, many of the conversations that we have together, you know, we talk about that kind of stuff. And she said, you have to learn how to set healthy boundaries because people will take. And, you know, if you allow them, then, you know, they're going to continue to do it.
That is so true. That is so true. And so many of us, you know, we're especially when you uncover your purpose, right? So you're so happy and you have this vision and you want to share it with the world.
Mm-hmm.
If your circle is not filled with people that are uplifting and inspiring and you
Ooh-wee.
Tell that one person, that's like, oh, that's never going to happen.
Ooh-wee, that's a mouthful
yes.
right there,
okay.
girl. Ooh, ooh, ooh. be careful who you share your dreams and your hopes with, because if it's not, like you said, the right person, it could get squashed right then and there. It will never take off.
It will never take it. And if you don't have that self-love for you to be like, I'm just going to put that to the side. I love you. Would this be the last time I'm sharing my little vision with you? I'm going over here. If you don't have that self-love to do that, you will allow
word
that that person says to now define your destiny.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And yeah, that was a hard lesson for me. So, you know, I really had to learn how to be very discerning with with what God reveals to me. And I kind of have to know who's who and where they're at spiritually, because not everybody is going to receive it the same way that I do, you know, especially when I feel like it's a word directly from God. And not everybody's, you know, going to be in the same place spiritually. You know, we're all at different points in that journey, in that relationship. And so I've had to learn that. That's a hard lesson to learn, especially when, like you said, you're so excited. You're ready to just hit the ground running. And then somebody just, I call that busting your balloon, just taking the air out of your balloon, you know. And especially when it comes from somebody within your heart circle, it just hurts even more, you know.
Yeah, and it depletes you. And then you're like, oh, well, I'm just going to put that to the side. There's so many dreams. If we had a little box for our dreams, that box would be so full, because we allow people to tell us, nope, we can't do that. Nope, you're not good enough for that. Mm-hmm. Nope, we can't do that. And that's where your self-love comes in, because I've opened up that box, and now I'm like, well, I can do anything now. tell me I can't do something. I'm doing whatever. And that is the feeling, that is the joy, that's what I want to do and help other women to do.
Right. Have you heard this before? The richest place in the world is the cemetery.
Because people die with
it. Yes. Somebody said that to me, and I was like, what? And then they explained, and I was like, because there's so many dreams that die with people because they don't do anything about it, or they don't share it, or somebody squashes it, and they die with their dreams. And, you know, these ideas and businesses or whatever. So the richest place in the world is the cemetery. Isn't that interesting?
If we have anything to do with it, we will not allow that to happen.
We're not going to have it. You got that right. Oh, my goodness, this is so interesting. So what do you think are some of the negative outcomes of not practicing that self-love?
Well, the first and foremost, what we just said, is that you have unfulfilled dreams. The other thing is depression.
Yeah.
Which that is, I mean, some people battle with it every day for years and years and years, and it is crippling.
Yeah, it is.
It really is. Yeah. And so without that self-love, that also just not knowing your self-worth, you allow things to happen. I was in an abusive relationship. So you allow things to happen to you that shouldn't. So that can be, and I mean, I must admit, or I'm thankful that it didn't go too far beyond, but I know some people that have, the domestic violence is huge in the U.S., and that's sad, and they are in abusive relationships right now, even some people that are listening to us, and the abuse does not always have to be physical.
It does not. It can be verbal. Yes. I experienced that personally myself. But the thing is, God clearly told me I wasn't supposed to be in that relationship. And I let my emotions get a vote, and I ended up marrying that person. And, you know, thankfully, God got me out of it within a year, but it was an emotionally abusive situation. And it could have changed the entire trajectory of my life, because of some of the things that happened. And I thank God, you know, and he was like, next time you'll listen. I told you not to do it. I'm like, okay, God, I'm sorry.
Right. I won't do that again.
No. So, wow. But you know what? At this time, LaShawna, we're going to wind down and pause and take a short station break. And when we return, we'll continue with this great conversation. And if we have calls, we'll take calls. And if not, we'll just continue the flow, all right?
All right.
All right, I'm Allie, your host, and I'm joined by my special guest, LaShawna Williams, certified career and life coach and CEO of Women's Journey to Success, LLC. You are listening to There Is Life After Layoff Radio, so please stay tuned.
Failure is not final. Your life is not through. God can use you too.
Hi, this is executive producer Mel D, and we thank you for tuning into today's show. Today's show would not be made possible without the support of our loyal sponsors. If you own a business, offer a service, or are a fan of the show, become a sponsor. Please go to our website at www.atlantaliferadio.com to the Advertise With Us page to view and download our new advertising kit. We offer new and affordable opportunities for you to become a part of our shows. And now we return back to our program.
We are back, and if you're just joining us, welcome, and you are listening to There Is Life After Layoff Radio at www.atlantaliferadio.com. I'm your host, Allie, and we encourage you to join us every Tuesday from 7 to 8 p.m., and please continue to also follow me on my blog at www.thereislifeafterlayoff.com. And if you want to be a part of tonight's conversation, it's not too late. You can reach us by calling 347-324-5246, and make sure that you press the number 1 to be added into our on-air host queue. So now we're going to continue with our conversation with my very special guest tonight, LaShawna Williams. LaShawna, the last time you and I spoke, you said something that was really, really interesting and really resonated with me. You, and I think you alluded to it at the top of the show, you said that it really frustrated you, the number of people who you meet and who you know who are living for Friday. So first, let's explain what that means and why does that particularly frustrate you.
So what that means is that, I don't know if it's a real phrase or a real diagnosis, but people get the Sunday blues.
Yeah.
It hits you around maybe noon on Sunday, and you're like, oh, my gosh, I got to go into work tomorrow.
Mm.
And so for the whole Sunday, you have anxiety about tomorrow. You can't even enjoy your Sunday because you are so, oh, my gosh, dreading
it. Yeah.
Dreading.
Yeah.
Then you get up. And some people do have physical signs of they get the headaches or they get anxious or they just get nauseous or their mood changes.
Mm-hmm.
And then you get into this place and you're like, I can't wait till Friday.
Mm.
Now, Friday is 5 days away. You have so many hours, so many minutes until Friday.
That's funny.
But all you can think about or all you are focusing on is Friday. Not Friday 8 a.m., Friday 5 p.m. or whatever time you get off of work.
Wow.
So that you can enjoy Saturday, because that's the only full day.
That's the only full day to do it, right, because then you're going to start stressing on Sunday again.
Exactly. So do you see what your life is, what you have done? You have your whole life, most of your week, has been spent on fixating about not being at a job.
Mm. Wow.
And it frustrates me because I feel sad about it.
Mm.
Not from a point where I'm mad at the person. And I'm just sad for that person because you have spent your entire week frustrated and mad and stressed out about a job which you have the choice
to leave.
And you were already given the talent and the gift to do what you were supposed to do.
Yeah, that's interesting. Wow. And, you know, when you really think about that, they're not really living their life because it's almost like they're floating through life because all they're doing is focusing on the end of the week and all those other days in between. It's like a blur, you know, of
mm-hmm.
misery. So,
yep.
you know, you're not living your life to the fullest, and time is slipping away, and all you have to show for that is just a bunch of, woe is me, when is Friday going to live for the weekend, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And I think, you know, I'm going to be real transparent and step on my own toes because there was a point where I was like that, you know, before I got laid off. And when I noticed that and I paid attention to the dissatisfaction in my life and how I was feeling, that's when I started asking God, there's another purpose for me. It's not here. You got to show me what it is because I'm not quite sure what it is, but you got to show me because I felt like I was floating over my life.
Yes, yes. And it happens so quick, right? You don't even know that it's happening because we get conditioned. We're supposed to work, right, until we retire. That's what they say.
Right, right.
That's
and you know what? We have a caller now, Lashana.
Oh, okay.
Yes, hello. You are on the air with Allie and Lashana. What is your question or comment? If your number ends in 4795, you're on the air. Hello? Uh-oh, I think we lost him. Well, we may have a second caller. If your number ends in 5870, you're on the air with Allie and Lashana. What is your question or comment?
Hi, Allie. Hi, Lashana. It's Melissa. How are you?
Hello.
How are you?
Good, good. I just wanted to, I had to chime in. This is awesome. I want to say I'm a product of Lashana's journey to success, and in a word, Lashana is dynamic.
Wow.
Another word,
thank you.
Dynamite. She is everything she says and everything you see is Lashana. And I just thank God that we have crossed paths.
Mm.
It's amazing. I'm a parallelpreneur, as Lashana coins it.
Mm-hmm.
And even in my working, you know, every day, because thanks to Lashana working and trying to make my dreams come true, going to work now is not as bad as it used to be because I'm ready for 5 o'clock so I can clock out and then clock into my job. So
right,
it's amazing.
Right.
It makes it such a big difference. And I just want to say thank you, Lashana. And she's awesome. She's
Yay.
Awesome.
Thank you. Oh, you're going to make me cry. So get off.
Receive it.
I do receive it now. There was once a time when I was like, I couldn't believe it. And
right.
Now I thank you, Melissa. Thank you for your kind words.
Thank you, Melissa, so much
for
joining us and for calling in and sharing those kind words about Lashana, because I can see that, you know, what you're saying is exactly true about her. From the first time that I met her, I kind of felt that energy, you know. I concur.
Yes. Well, thank you, ladies. Thanks for letting me call in and just have an awesome night. Thanks again, Lashana.
Thank you, Melissa. Thank you. Wow, that's great. It's always confirmation, right? You know, just when you think that nobody's listening, then you get confirmation from someone, right?
Yeah, and that was just awesome. Aw, she's so sweet.
You got your tissue? Oh. But you know what? You have so brilliantly coined a phrase, paycheck to purpose. So tell us, what is the meaning of that concept, and how can people start to learn how to position themselves for success?
Okay. So paycheck to purpose, it was, I guess, a terminology that I've trademarked, yay.
Mm-hmm. Yay!
To talk about the whole notion of people living paycheck to paycheck.
Mm-hmm.
And Not necessarily meaning I don't have enough money to, you know, to pay my bills or what have you. It's just I'm just working to just get a paycheck, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I've asked people, you can ask people tomorrow, you know, well, how's it going? Oh, I'm paying my bills.
Mm-hmm.
And you're like, how's it going? What you doing? Oh, can't wait to Friday I get paid. And then you got the, you got the song Just Got Paid Friday
right,
night,
right.
You know.
Right. Oh my God, that's old school for real.
They even made a song about it. So are you waiting for this paycheck? So every pay period, whatever it is, if it's every 2 weeks, every month, so you're just waiting for that that paycheck. When you are on purpose, yes, I still need to pay my bills and the money will come. But it's the fulfillment and the joy that gets me happy.
Yeah.
So I'm not waiting for this 15th of the month or the 1st of the month or whatever the month, because I'm living my purpose. So I walk and breathe and eat my purpose. And so you go from paycheck to purpose. Because if you lose that job, if you go through a layoff, that paycheck may not come. My purpose, something
I
do all the time. That is me.
Right. That's what God created you on this earth for.
Exactly.
Wow, that's powerful. That is so powerful. And like you said, for those people who choose to still have a 9-to-5 job and then, like you said, have something, their side hustle, like people say they call it their side hustle. But, it's something that you're passionate about. It, like Melissa said, she loves the fact that, yes, she has the stability of, having a steady job, but then beyond that, she is doing something that she's so passionate about,
yes.
And that she looks forward to after the 9-to-5 job ends,
Yes.
So that's the whole purpose, I believe, isn't it?
That is the whole purpose. And so I coined this phrase, I trademarked it, and now I have an annual summit. It's called the Paycheck to Purpose Summit.
Awesome.
Where I provide the tools and the resources and strategies to help mostly parallelpreneurs, because this is that sweet spot, because we're still in corporate America, we're still on the job, but we know that there's something out there that we want to do, but we have no idea how to do it, right?
Mm-hmm,
I was in corporate America, or I have been in corporate America for almost 20 years now.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
No one teaches you how to be an entrepreneur or how to pursue your purpose.
Exactly.
So
you got that right.
No one tells you that, okay?
Mm-mm.
And so you go out there, you're like, I want to start a business. Well, what do you need to do? Don't know. Don't have a clue. So I help women and men too. I include the men in the summit, and I provide them with the tools and resources to help them to start launching their business or to grow their business and or even uncover their purpose. So I have the Paycheck to Purpose Summit. I also have programs, and I also have a Facebook group called Women's Journey to Success. That's Women's Journey and the number 2, Success. And I just motivation, upliftment, support, and celebration for women that are on their journey to success.
Mm.
And so I have all of these things, the programs, the Facebook group, the summit, which is coming up in March. And all of these things to help women mostly to just live out their purpose.
Mm.
And to and every day is a Friday for you.
Oh, that's awesome.
Every day is a Friday for me. That, like, I wake up on Saturday mornings at 7 a.m. to do my business. Because, I'm excited about it. I'm rushing home to do my business. So there is no, I'm waiting for a Friday. I'm waiting for that time so I can do my business.
Right.
So every day is a Friday.
Wow.
And that's what I want for everyone that's listening and whoever is going to listen or whoever I can touch. I want them to, Friday is an ongoing thing.
Right. So, you know what? You mentioned at the top of the show that you have also authored a book. And so, which is actually your memoir. So tell us about that.
Yes. So it is my journey. So it's called The Stranger Within, A Woman's Journey to Self-Love. And The Stranger Within is that I, for so many years, wore masks to hide the pain that I was feeling inside. So whomever I was with, I would try to either emulate them or be who I thought they wanted me to be.
Oh, wow. Ooh,
just so that I could be anybody else but myself. So it was the stranger within because it took me 30-some-odd years to know who LaShawna really was. I didn't know who I was.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
So it's the stranger within, one woman's journey to self-love, and it's my journey. It takes you all the way from the beginning, and it just takes you through my journey of how I started loving myself.
Wow, that's interesting.
Yeah, and it takes you through, it's broken up into three parts, and it talks about self-image, self-worth, and self-confidence. And I broke it up that way because we only, when we think of self-esteem or we think of self-love, we just kind of put it all in this big little box. I mean, you know, self-love.
Right.
But not realizing that the enemy will try to attack you in whatever way.
Yes, he will.
Yes, whichever way he feels that you are vulnerable.
Exactly.
So some people, like, oh, I think I'm cute. I know I'm cute. Get it? But if he knows that your finances are where you have insecurities, that's where he'll attack you.
Exactly.
If he knows that your confidence is lacking just slightly, he'll attack you there. So I broke it up so that you'll know the enemy will try to attack you in so many areas. And even when you think you got it, he'll try to attack you again. So
he knows.
He knows. And it's a daily, daily thing. And that's why you need to be, you have to be spiritually grounded.
Yes.
And you also have to have that circle. I'm telling you, your support system and your circle is so important.
Yes, it is.
I had to go through that myself, and you can read it in the book as well, of how I had to figure out what depleted me and what enhanced me.
Mm-hmm.
And those
mm-hmm.
things that depleted me, I had to remove myself from because they weren't benefiting me at all. And it was people.
Yes.
It could have been my own mama.
People will suck the life right out of you.
They will
suck the life right out of you. And I hate to say this, but there were times when, you know, if I knew that there was a person who was so negative and I just couldn't take all of that negativity, when I saw that they call, I realized, and it was Joyce Meyer, I believe, who made me realize, you have a choice to answer that call or not. So if you know that you're going to get the negativeness, then maybe wait until you're in a better frame of mind and then maybe call them back or whatever. But you have a choice of whether or not you want to accept that, you know, and you have, and that's where learning to set boundaries comes into play, you know.
Yep.
And it's not that you're a bad person because you don't answer that person's call. It's just that I can't give somebody else what I don't have at the time.
That is so true. And that is
so
true.
So if I'm depleted, how am I going to help you? If you're going to, then we're going to just deplete each other, you know? Two depleted people.
Two, right. At the bottom of the barrel, yeah.
Exactly.
Two depleted people, and that's what you don't want. And so I shared a lot in this book about my journey and things that people did not even know. I mean, my own sister, you know, my cousin,
really?
That was just like my sister, did not even know because you try to hide it. I was putting on a mask and putting on a smile so that people thought that I had it all together, and I didn't.
Mm.
I didn't. So I wrote this book for those people that are struggling with it now or, you know, have struggled with it in the past.
Mm-hmm.
Or every day just dealing with it. I wrote this book for them so that they would know that they're not alone.
Exactly.
And they can go through some of the things because I do share some of the exercises and some of the things that I had to do that my therapist told me to do to help me on my journey. So I share some of that as well.
That's awesome. Well, you know what it says in the Word, you know, we overcome by the sharing of our testimony. So I heard on the radio one day, and it was so profound, but someone said, you know, my testimony is the solution to, or my struggle is the solution to someone else's problem, you know. So being able to overcome, you know, I was allowed to be able to go through and overcome something so that I can be of assistance to help someone else, you know. And I think oftentimes God knows that. And so he'll allow, you know, I'm not saying that he'll allow bad things to happen to us, but he'll allow us to grow in a situation so that we can be a vessel that he uses to help uplift someone else down the line, you know.
And that is so true.
So how can we buy, right, how can we, how can we get a copy of that book? Because it sounds awesome.
You can go to my website, LashanaCoaches.com. That is LASHANA, coaches.com. And you can purchase a copy of The Stranger Within, One Woman's Journey to Self-Love. And I will also autograph it for you.
Yay!
Yes! So please go and get your copy and read about my journey, because I wrote it with one person in mind, and that is whomever needs it, whoever needs it, whoever is going to be inspired by this book, that's who I wrote it for.
Awesome. And it will bless somebody, I know. I know, definitely, just based on what you're sharing about, you know, because it's personal. It's, it was heartfelt, you know. So it is definitely going to bless somebody. Now, you talked about the Paycheck to Purpose site. Give us those dates again and, you know, any other programs that you may be offering at this time.
So the Paycheck to Purpose Summit, I'm so excited about. It is happening in Atlanta. It will be in Midtown Atlanta on March 3rd and March 4th.
Okay.
March 3rd is my birthday, so
Yay!
You will have the pleasure of, you know, spending my birthday with me. So what I do is on March 3rd, which is a Friday, it will be like a VIP session, and then the actual summit is March 4th. The tickets will be available soon, so please be on the lookout there. And it will be on my website as well, LashanaCoaches.com. We'll have all the information about purchasing tickets and that sort of thing. And I will also have a, oh, my gosh, it just escaped me. But the tickets will be discounted for a short period of time.
A promotion?
So,
like a promotional period?
Yeah. So
introductory.
Please be on a lookout. Yeah, I can't remember the term. It escapes me right now, but so please be on the lookout
for that. A flash sale. They call it, on social media, they call it a flash sale. Trying to show my knowledge of social media.
So please be on the lookout for that. And then I also have a program called Focus, which is a one-on-one coaching program, and it takes you through a clarity session, assessments, other resources, and the whole idea is for through our sessions that you will have an action plan, you will set your goals, and I will hold you accountable so that you can achieve those goals.
Awesome, awesome. So how can we follow you on social media?
I am all over the place. No. I am on Instagram, I am on Twitter, and I'm on Facebook. So on Instagram and Twitter, you can find me at Lashana Coaches. On Facebook, you can find me at Lashana Williams, Lashana N. Williams, or you can go to Women's Journey to Success Facebook group. I'm on LinkedIn as Lashana Williams. And I am not on Snapchat. I can't do it. So,
yeah, I'm not on that
sorry.
Either, so don't feel bad. I leave that to my daughter. I'm not on it yet. Enough is enough.
Yeah, I was like, okay,
that's
this
enough.
Is enough. Right.
Right. So. Well, as we get ready to close out another powerful episode, thank you so much, Lashana, because this has just been so inspiring and eye-opening. I know for myself, but I know somebody out there listening has been blessed. So thank you so much for your commitment to helping others to navigate their way to success. So thank you so much for joining me this evening.
Thank you for having me. This was my pleasure. I'm so honored. So thank you, thank you, thank you.
Absolutely. So now, as I am accustomed to doing, I want to take a moment to relate our show to Scripture. And as Lashana spoke about, She had been sharing some valuable information about how we can start living from paycheck to purpose. And, you know, I think that the problem for most people is that they don't know what their purpose is. So if you're one of those people still trying to figure it all out, you know, might I suggest that you start with, you know, like I did, I started with prayer and then go to the Word of God. And so with that said, one scripture that I want to share with you that relates to purpose comes from Proverbs 19, verse 21, which reads, "Many are the plans in a person's heart, but it is the Lord's purpose that prevails." Okay, so for those of you who tune into the show on a regular basis, you may have heard me share a quote that I came across a while ago that was made by the comedian Woody Allen, and I think it's worth repeating. And the quote is, "If you want to make God laugh, tell him your plans." And to me, that is, it just really sticks with me, and because you have to understand and know that, you know, it's God's plan that should take precedence in your life. God has a purpose for everyone. God's purpose can't be undone, and God's purpose is the one that lasts, okay? Your plans will be fleeting. His will last. Every person is born with a purpose. I can't say that enough. Sometimes, you know, we get so busy in our lives that we forget the purpose behind our life. We are driven by the demands of life and not realizing that God always has a greater purpose. His purposes not only encompass our lives, but the lives of all those around us, at home, school, work, community. You know, all people are made in the image of God. Each of us are born with that purpose and a calling. And we can either discover it or completely miss it, which often a lot of us do. You know, the influence of the Holy Spirit in our lives of believers gives us insight into his purpose for us. We find peace and courage through that, and when we sense the confirmation of the Spirit that we are in the right place at the right time of our designated calling, you know, we are encouraged to find purpose. And personally, I was divinely led into recognizing the purpose that God had for my life as a result of my layoff. And I firmly believe that God started preparing me to receive that months before I got laid off. And when I started praying and seeking him for purpose in my life, that's when he started preparing me. So my challenge to you is to be still, listen, and pay attention to your gifts and to God, and he will reveal his plan and purpose for your life. Just be ready to receive it. And so next week we will actually not be airing a live show because, of course, it's Election Tuesday. So please go out and exercise your right to vote and make your voice count. And after you vote, it's the perfect time for you to catch up on what you've missed. There are several ways you can do that. You can access all of our past recorded shows on the automatic player box that's on the homepage, and now on the new There Is Life After Layoff show page on the AtlantaLifeRadio.com website. And then for those of you who are always on the go to iTunes and Stitcher by searching for Atlanta Life Radio, and those are several ways that you can catch up on all of the great programming that the Atlanta Life Radio station WALR now offers. In addition to catching up on what you've missed, please remember to follow me on my blog at www.thereislifeafterlayoff.com. And if you wish to contact me, you can do so through email at thereislifeafterlayoff@gmail.com. And please don't forget to follow us on social media. I'm on Twitter at AllieWard45. Atlanta Life Radio is on Twitter at ALR Radio. I'm also on Instagram at AllieWard45. And on Pinterest, you'll find me at AllieWard65. And always, please remember to like us on Facebook. You'll find me at There Is Life After Layoff. And Atlanta Life Radio can be found on Facebook at Atlanta Life Radio Station, WALR. So on behalf of the There Is Life After Layoff radio team, we sincerely say thank you to each and every one of you for joining us on this journey. We do not take it for granted that you've chosen to spend this time with us. Until next time, we continue to urge you to be encouraged. And yes, although it may be hard to walk away from something, especially when you don't know what you're walking towards, just know that when God is in it, all things are possible and new. Continue to join us on this journey and take a leap of faith past the fear in your life. Know that the bigger the obstacle, the bigger the blessing. But most of all, remember, there is life after layoff. Thank you and good night.
Failure is not final. Your life is not through. Now with your testimony, God can use you too. be ready. What God has for you, tell yourself, no, in you, Lord, I have my faith in. Even when it seems, when you look, that's when your breakthrough will begin. Failure.
Problem and the promise.